Today is Tuesday, May 7th, 2024. We thank you for joining us this morning. Our prayer team is Pastor Williams and Lady Shamila. And at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Pastor.
Well, a very good morning to each of you. We thank God for another day. Our meeting with the Master today is drawn from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 15 and 16. The Bible says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ." For many Christians, being intentional about engaging in evangelism and sharing their faith can be intimidating and overwhelming. However, that is exactly what we are expected to do. We are expected to lead others to Christ. As Peter reminds us, we are expected to be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason for the hope that is in you. Understanding that we are the primary means that God uses to share his message with a lost and dying world, we should be mindful of the effectiveness of relationship evangelism. This method of evangelism allows us to start with our friends, relatives, associates, and neighbors. In essence, when we willingly evangelize the individuals closest to us, we can share our faith with them by the way we live our lives. We can lead them to Christ not only with our conversation, but also with our conduct. We can lead them to Christ not only with our affirmations about God, but with our actions. We can share the good news of the gospel with them not only with our speech, but also with our steps. Who in your circle need to be led to Christ? Maybe it's a family member or a coworker. Maybe it's a neighbor or a friend. We must always be ready to give an answer for the hope that we have in Christ. And sometimes that answer will come not by what we say to them, but by what we show them with the way we live our lives. Please keep in mind that people will watch what we do more than they hear what we say. Let's be ambassadors for Christ, and let's allow the Lord to use us to win souls for the kingdom of God. God bless you today.
Amen, and good morning to each of you. Our prayer petition for today follow. We have a praise report from the young man who was seeking approval from the judge for a bond. Thank God a bond was granted and he is home with his family. We praise God for his favor and kindness. Imani, we ask God to grow her up in the handling of her affairs, and grant her diligence in the handling of her personal business. Sister Sylvia Brown family, her son, Reverend Craig B., transitioned. We pray for the family to be comforted. Connor, who is 2 years old, we continue to pray for him to be completely healed of his chronic condition without invasive procedures. We also pray for his mom to be shown favor by her employer, so she can take necessary time off to take him to his appointments and therapy. Nima, who is Busara's daughter, we thank God because she is out of ICU. We continue to pray for her body to stabilize and for her health to be fully restored. Parents, grandparents, and guardians of children, we pray God gives them the wisdom to raise those children God has entrusted to their charge, the will and the energy to guide them and to consistently train them in the teachings of the Bible. Those who recently got jobs, we pray they do their part to honor God in carrying out their duties and that they have supernatural favor each day. Struggling couples, we ask God to cover them with his divine favor in every area of need and for them to grow in the things of God. Those needing favor in a situation, we call upon God to undergird you with his powerful hand, to keep the enemy at bay, and to work things out according to God's divine plan. Everyone on the call, we ask God to control your thoughts and direct your actions. We ask him to make your day productive and your time meaningful for the building up of his kingdom. We continue to lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing. We keep the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers lifted before the Lord for protection and spiritual power. We pray for racial disparity and criminal justice reform. We ask God to endow our President of the United States with wisdom and compassion to govern all people. We pray for the end of Russian hostility and the withdrawal of their troops from Ukraine. We ask God to protect, comfort, and strengthen families, children, and civilians in Ukraine, Israel, Gaza, and all war-torn regions. And we pray they find hope and healing in the midst of the devastation. We pray for our little ones and senior citizens to be protected, deliverance for teenagers and adults struggling with their identity, and security for domestic abuse victims. We further pray for our neighborhoods to be kept safe, our school children to be kept secure, and for our school leadership to be guided by the hand of God as they educate our children. Blessings on each of you today.
Thank you so very much. Let's prepare our hearts and our minds for prayer. Lord our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. God, we thank you for your blessings on our lives today. Thank you for another day. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. God, we thank you for giving us another chance, another opportunity to live on purpose. And so, God, we start this day and we start it with you. We start it with our faith family. We pray in the name of Jesus that, God, you will, first of all, forgive us of our sin committed by thought, word, and deed. We pray in the name of Jesus that, God, you will make us right. God, we admit to you that we have come short. We have missed the mark. We have made mistakes. But God, we're thankful because your word says that if we would confess our sins, that you're faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so God, we pray now in the name of Jesus that God, you will make us right today. Put us in right standing with you. And God, help us to be better today than we were only yesterday. God, thank you for your word that tells us that he who began a good work in us will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And so, God, we thank you that we know that you will never give up on us, that, God, every day you continue to work in us and on us. And, God, ultimately, we desire that you work through us. Help us always to always be ready to give an answer, to tell people why we have the faith that we have, to tell people how we can keep going in the midst of sickness, how we can keep believing in the midst of struggle, how we can keep getting up every day in the midst of the pain. God, we thank you for your power. God, we know that it is not of ourselves, God, but it's only by the grace and the power of God that we're able to do it. Your word says that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And so, God, we thank you that you have given us your power in your life. And God, help us not to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of salvation. So God, help us to share with others, God, why we keep believing in you. And God, as we start this day, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would bless every person that's on this call. God, bless them for their faithfulness, bless them for their commitment, bless them for their willingness to come and to intercede on behalf of others. God, bless them with everything that they stand in the need of. God, we pray, God, that you would look upon us, God, and perfect those things concerning us. God, you know every situation that's going on in our lives. And so, God, we pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would move now by your might, that you would move by your spirit, that you would move by your power. God, your word says that with you nothing shall be impossible. Great Solomon Church says that God specializes in things impossible. And so God, we thank you today and we give you praise. God, we pray for those who need favor in a particular situation. God, we pray for those who need you, God, to move on their behalf. We pray for God that you would put them in front of the right people. We pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would bless their situation, God, that you would look upon it with favor, God, that you would withhold no good thing from their life. God, we pray for this young man, God, who is facing the justice system. We thank you, O God, for showing him favor. We thank you, O God, for allowing him to return to his family. We pray even now for the next steps in the process. God, we pray, God, that you would look favorably upon him and even those around him and those connected to him. God, we know that you're able to do it. God, we lift up Amani to you, God, and we pray now, God, that you will continue, O God, to strengthen her. We pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you will continue, oh God, to help her to grow and to be guided by you, God, to help her to take care of the necessary things that she needs to take care of. And so, God, we pray, oh God, that you would put her on the right path, and God, that you will lead her and guide her. God, we pray that you will go before her, God, and make a way. God, we lift up the Brown family to you, God. We pray even now, God, for the family Reverend Craig B. And God, we pray even now, God, that you would touch, God. And we ask, oh God, that you would be with this family, God. We pray that you would be with this mother, God, that you would be with this Brown family, God. And we ask in the name of Jesus that, God, you would give them peace that passes all understanding. God, we pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would give them comfort in your heart. God, your word says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And so, God, we pray for this family, God, that you would help them, oh God, to lean on you in this time. God, we pray for those who have health concerns and health challenges. God, we lift up Nima to you. We lift up Connor to you. And we pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would touch their bodies. God, that you would touch them from the top of their heads to the sole of their feet. We pray now in the name of Jesus for divine healing. We pray for miracles, God, even now. God, your word says that not all sickness is unto death. Your word says that by your stripes we're healed. Your word says that we shall live and not die. And so, God, we pray for these two individuals. God, we pray for Nima. We pray for Connor. God, we pray for their parents. God, we pray, God, that you would give them peace. We pray, oh God, for their family. God, that you would help them to be there to support these two young people. And God, we pray now in the name of Jesus that, God, you would give wisdom to the doctors, and God, that you would work a miracle on their behalf. God, we know, God, that you specialize in healing. God, you made us from the dust of the ground. And so, God, if you made us, you know all about us. And so, God, we pray even now, God, for Connor and Nima. God, we pray for those who are undergoing medical treatment. God, we're praying for those who are preparing for procedures. We're praying, God, for those who are waiting for results. We ask in the name of Jesus that, God, that you would allow our bodies to function the way that you intended for them to function. God, we pray and plead the blood of Jesus over our bodies even now. And so, God, we say thank you and we give you glory. God, we pray for those who are starting new jobs. We pray, God, that you would help them, oh God, to be productive, to be, God, positive, God, to shed light, God, in their workplace. We pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would help them to get acclimated, and God, help them, oh God, to do what they're there to do. And God, even, God, to bless their places of employment, God, with their mere presence. God, we pray, oh God, that you would use them in a mighty way. God, we lift up parents and guardians and grandparents and, God, those who are raising children in this generation. And God, we pray that you would strengthen them. God, we pray, oh God, that you would give them the wisdom that they need, oh God, to be able to communicate clearly, to be able to deal, God, with their young people. And so, God, we pray even now that every day that you would gird them up and keep them strong. God, we pray for couples who are struggling. God, we ask in the name of Jesus, God, for communication to be clear. We pray, God, for forgiveness to be free-flowing. We pray in the name of Jesus for love to abound. And so, God, we pray that you would bless these couples. God, we pray in the name of Jesus, God, that their relationship will honor you. God, we thank you today, and we give you glory. God, we magnify your name, and we give you praise. We're thankful on this Tuesday morning. Your word says in everything to give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And so, God, even those things that we're asking you for today, we're thanking you for them as well. Because, God, we have faith and we believe that you're going to turn it around, that you're going to fix it for us. And, God, even as we make our request to you, we also submit ourselves to you. And we pray, God, that you will use us as you will today. Help us, oh God. Help us, oh God, to heed your voice. And to know, God, when you're calling us into action. Thank you for random faith-sharing moments that we will come across today. Help us, oh God, to give an answer for the hope that we have. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God.
Thank you, God. And thank you, Pastor Williams. We pray everything you put your hands to today will prosper and succeed. We will meet tomorrow, same time, same place. This ends our time together on this Tuesday morning. Goodbye.